Lord, we thank you. And we say good morning again. Praise the Lord to all. And good morning to those fathers and everyone that is out there. Happy Father's Day to all. And most of all, we want to bless the name of the Lord, God the Father of all, and thanking Him for being the Father of all. We bless the name of Jesus today. Thank God for another chance, another opportunity. We just bless His holy name, and we give Him praise. We honor Him on today, and we magnify His holy name. We want to send out special prayers to the families that have lost their loved ones, to the Person family, to the Newman family, to the Jernigan family. We just thank God that He would comfort you and keep you and guide you through all your hurt, your heartache, and your pain for losing your child or your children that was special to you. We just bless the name of the Lord. And we thank God today for this chance too. We want to ask everybody to join in praying for all of our young people, for everyone that may be going through some sort of pain, anger, anguish, disappointment, abuse, confused, mixed up, messed up. And we have to know, we have to realize in these times that we need Jesus. We need Jesus now like never before. And we got to stop trying to depend on ways of men and people to get it done. We got to depend on Jesus. And the way that we do that is we turn to Him, is we come to Him through repentance and asking for forgiveness of sins and having a heart to be able to love you one another. Love you one another. Give Him glory, give Him thanksgiving, and give Him the praise. We praise the Lord today. We love Him. We thank Him for what He's done. We thank Him for what He's doing. And we thank Him for what He's going to do. Let us go before the throne of grace right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, touch the one that have lost loved ones. Maybe a mother, maybe a father, maybe a son, maybe a daughter, maybe a niece, maybe a nephew, maybe an aunt, maybe an uncle, maybe the grandparents. Father, whomever it may be, touch these individuals, strengthen them right now. Comfort them and let them know that you are there and that all they have to do is cast their cares upon you and ask you for guidance and direction and that you would give them peace through the time of hurt and pain and that by your love, your grace and mercy, that you would heal them and you would comfort them and you would be with them always, even until the end of time. That's what you said. You would be with us. But we have to trust and believe that you are already with us. You've already said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, would open up and let me in, let you in, let Jesus in. He would come in and would sup with you. He would be with you at always, in every area, in every aspect of your life. This is the times that we're living in, the chaotic times, Father, and we need you, Jesus. We know that your word have spoken that these things shall come to pass, but we ask him for your guidance and direction, that we might humble ourselves to come before you and pray unto you and ask for forgiveness of sins, and that we might repent and that we would turn from the wicked ways of the deceptions of the adversary. And Father, and turn to you in our time of need and our time of trouble, and not all only in that, but in healing and deliverance. Heal the brokenhearted, heal the wounded, heal the one that is addicted to whatever substance, whatever matter of abuse, of substance that will cause them to be lost, to be mixed up, to be in the world of darkness and not understand and be confused. Touch right now by your Holy Spirit. Send it right now, rain down with your Holy Spirit on us. Shower down, Father, with your love, your grace and mercy. We know you're doing it already. You continuously doing it. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for everything. We praise you for all things, giving you the glory and the honor and the thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now. And we say amen. Amen. We want to take the time out as you hear the music in the background, calling on the name of Jesus. Why don't you do that today? Why don't you take time out to close your eyes right now? Lift your hands up high, if you're in an area or in a position to be able to do so, and just call on Jesus. Just like the song, just call on Jesus. Just call on Jesus. Just call on Jesus right now. In your time of hurt, in your time of need, in whatever it is that you're going through right now, you can't fix it. The doctors can't fix it. There's no substance, there's no drug, there's no nothing that can fix it. There's no psychologist. Nobody can fix it. They may have some good steps to move you forward in getting there. But the final answer, the final conclusion is Jesus. The final one, the final destination that has the answer to all, above all, in all, and through all, and even through us all, if we would allow him to be in our lives. Come on, brothers and sisters, call on the name of Jesus. Haven't we witnessed enough? Are we seeing enough? Is that enough that we're seeing right now that will cause us to turn around? With the storms, with the earthquakes, with all of the things that are happening today, the chaos, the hate, the bitterness, the anger, the rage, the murderings. Father, we thank you right now. We need you, Jesus. Why don't you call on Jesus? Woo, call on Jesus. Everybody listen to this ought to be able to just call on Jesus. Just call his name, Jesus, just like the song said. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need you. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you right now. Come right now, Jesus. Come right now, Jesus. Father, be in this message this morning. Be in this broadcast, Father. Let it go all over the world, Father. Touch lives. Change lives. By your spirit, not by mine. By your will, not by my will, but your will. Yet your will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you the glory. We want to magnify you. We want to lift you up. We want to thank you today. We still want you to call on Jesus. We need you to call on Jesus right now. We want to give you the opportunity to stop what you're doing and give the Lord some praise. Come on, we need to worship him. We need to usher him into our presence. We need to bring him into our lives. Bring him into our lives right now. Let him have his way. Let him have his way right now. Let him have his way right now. Come on, let him have your way in your life. Have you been hurt? Have you been wounded enough? Have you been bruised and abused enough? Have you been ostracized, put aside, kicked aside? Have you been walked over, stepped on, put down, kicked down, beat on, hurt, bruised? Oh my God. It's time now. It's time now. It's time now to call Jesus. It's time now to call on Jesus. It's time now to usher him in the presence, in our presence, and let him work a miracle in our lives. It's time. It's time. He paid the sacrifice. He paid that supreme sacrifice for our lives, that we could have eternal life. He didn't just die for us, so we can go throughout this world and our daily routine just enjoying the lavishness of life. But he died that this is not the place where we get to enjoy the lavishness, but to have the eternal life and have the joy and peace and happiness forever. Don't you need Jesus today? Everybody need him. There's no one in this world that doesn't need Jesus. There's no one. There's no one. No one. We're talking about Jesus. And on this Father's Day, you men, you fathers, you need to be the man that God made you to be. That true father, the one that can humble him down, humble yourself down. Call on Jesus today. Repent of your sins. step up to the plate. Be the man and be the man that God chose you to be, made you to be. Come on, brothers and sisters, call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Somebody out there hurting right now. Somebody been bruised and abused. Somebody going through something right now. Dealing with something right now. The only answer is Jesus. The only answer is Jesus. It's time now. It's time now. It's time. No more putting it off. It's time now to admit I need Jesus. Somebody got a heavy load on them. A heavy load of responsibility. Caretaking of a family member. And it's heavy on them, having to take care of all things. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. You're going to need him right now. You're going to need him. You're going to need him. Don't wait and put it off. Now is the time. Now is the time. It's an acceptable time of the year of the Lord. I'm here to share good news with you. That he's standing right there. He's standing right there at the door of your heart, knocking. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. Waiting on you right now. Good God Almighty. Ain't nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. Nobody can fix these situations, the things that are happening. People that have been in the storms on these past days, they've been out of power. It's a warning. It's a step to get you to understand that God is still God and that he needs to be acknowledged and so. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus right now. We can't do nothing without him. There's nothing we're doing without him. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Ooh, how I love the name of Jesus. How I love the name of Jesus. Ooh, all the goodness that he's done. Lord, have mercy. Look at the goodness of his love, his kindness, his grace and his mercy. It's time to give him glory. It's time to give him praise. Oh, my God. Come on. Somebody ought to be ready. Somebody ought to be willing to give themselves to him right now. Worship him right now. Throw your hands up in the air as a sign of surrendering to him. Lord, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. At his name, every knee is going to bow. Yes. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Come on, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. One day, whether you believe it or not, whether you do it now or not, it's going to happen sooner or later. Why not now? Why not now? In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all things. We praise you. And that we humble ourselves before you right now to be used by you. Let your Holy Spirit come and speak through me that they may hear your voice, not mine, but through my voice. Your word come forth and go forth. Break yoke, bonds, and chains. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal and deliver. Make free. Father, comfort the wounded, the brokenhearted. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Good, gracious, alive. We thank God for another day, a beautiful day that he has made. We certainly give him praise. We certainly give him glory. We certainly give him honor. Today being that they have set aside the day for Father's Day, we want to bring a message to you to recognize the Father of all and the Father that God created, the men that he created. Today I want to talk to you in a message or an encouragement, the urgency of a father's love, the urgency of a father's love. And we begin with the urgency of a father's love. We begin with Jesus. We begin with God, the Father who sacrificed, who came in a bodily flesh and was willing to sacrifice his life for his children. And we read it and we quote it all the time in the Bible in St. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Very common verse. Everyone knows it, should know it, have heard it. And it begins with a new birth. It begins with Jesus. And it tells us in St. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The world through him. First of all, he's the one deserved the blessings on this day. But we want to emulate and recognize that the man or the man that God created, he created him to be able to be willing to sacrifice. The urgency of the love of a father's love. And I want to break it down into seven things. One we just mentioned. Your father have to be or need to be willing to have a sacrificial love. A sacrificial love that goes beyond the norm. Goes beyond the norm of his own for himself. But goes beyond the norm for someone else, his family, his wife, his children, and even the mentorship that he could be in a community. It needs that sacrificial love. Jesus was that sacrificial love for us. And he is created, man is, or was created to do the same, to have a sacrificial love. And so that's number one that he should have, or he should be willing to do. The number two, we want to read it in 1 John chapter 3, I believe, and 1, I believe. And we want to read what it says here, the second attribute or the importance of this is love of a father. You see, it's not a father, not just someone or a man who just run around just birthing children and not carrying the weight of the responsibility. But he needs to be a man that's willing to stand, to be there for his children, just as Jesus has been there for us. So in 1 John chapter 3 and 1 said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." This is what Jesus did. This is what God did through his Son, Jesus. "Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." Hallelujah. In order for the father to be the man he needs to be, he first need to give himself or give his life to the Lord. He must seek Jesus in his life. He must admit that being born of a mother conceived in sin, and talking about the very nature, which is the fleshly body, that he is allowed to grow up, to learn, to understand, to become a man. And when he take upon a wife and begin to bear children, that there are things that must be in place. God came into this world through the bodily flesh of his Son, Jesus. What makes him the Son? Because under his authority or below the status of a spirit into the human bodily flesh, which caused it to be called, him called a son. But yet he bare the same spirit that his Father, that God bare within him, one and the same spirit, to be able to love all mankind. The natural father need to have the mindset of the same set, to be able to love all, everyone in the same manner. To have a forgiving heart. To have a loving, kind heart. Unselfish. And have that sacrificial love. To always be there no matter what. Here in the Bible, it lets us know, behold, what manner of love. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. It's a blessing to be born in this world and to have a father. Not only to have one, but one that is there or been there, is always there for his children, for his wife and his children, for his family. That he never walks away, but he's always there. We're now in a time that the adversary is doing a pretty good job of deceiving our men and women, but we're talking about the men today, causing them to be confused and not to step up to the plate to be who they should be. But today we want to commend those that are doing that very work that God has blessed them and called them to do. To be an example to other young men that they grow up to be true men, to be fathers as well. It's not about how many children you can bring into this world, you can have. It's about the sacrifice. It's about the love. It's about the realness of responsibility of being a man. Of being a man to be able to stand in the midst of all. When things are rough and tough, things are going bad, not going very well, being able to stand in the storm in the midst of it all. But in order to stand in the storm in the midst of it all, you're going to have to align your life with Jesus. With the word of the living God, we're talking to the men today. If you want to be a man of God, then you have to align yourself with the word of God. You have to align your life up with God's word and live according to what he commands. Do what he asks of you, not what you want of yourself, not following after your own flesh. But following and being led after the Spirit of the Lord. That's the real man. That's the real father. That's the one that the Lord can be proud of. The Lord can be special to. Hallelujah. Those are one and two things that are mentioned of this urgency of a father's love. The third thing, we want to take you back to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew in chapter 18, and give you another good reason or good thing to be aware of this father's love, this urgency, this importance of a father's love. We understand that we've just read in St. John 3:16 how important a father's love is. Look how God proved that in giving himself that sacrificial love. And a real father need to be in that same manner, willing to sacrifice, willing to give a lot of himself, all of him, for his family. Hallelujah. Jesus did it. What's the problem with us? Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning at verse 12. And this begins to talk about the parable of the lost sheep. To give you an example of what that was. And here it will utilize this as the urgency of the father's love. When he is willing to leave to find that one, the one that lost, that needs the help. Verse 12 says this. In 18, Matthew chapter 18, verse 12. Saying that again, those that didn't hear me want to get that. And he said, what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountain to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over the sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not. The will of your Father who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. When we think about this love that Jesus had for us. The sacrificial love that we are recognized as his children. And then he realizes that if one is lost or gone astray, he's still concerned about that one as well as he's concerned about the 99. But the one that has gone astray, we got to find out. We got to go and seek after and get him and find him and bring him back to help him. A real man, a real father. If you have a lost son that is corrupted into the world or trapped into the world, into the devices and the schemes of the streets, and he's a real man that God has created and that he's living according to the word of the Lord, and just like Jesus. I told you that this father I'm talking about is emulated like Jesus, the way that God commanded us to be who he needs to be. So if the men or the fathers that say that they have these children that are out there gone astray in these streets or lost in the world with all of the addictions and the things out there, we need to go and find that child or that son or daughter and let them know how much you love them and want them to bring them back from the world, out of the world, being trapped and enticed by the world. And a lot of children and son run to the world because they feel like there's no love of the father around. And so I've said this many of times before, that all of these missing fathers, missing dads that are in these young men's life, they're walking around now with anger and hate and bitterness. They may not tell mom, they may not tell nobody. But when we look at the things that are happening today, the actions are speaking louder than the words. This is why we have the rage. This is why we have the killings. Because there's somebody's missing in their lives. And that true man for that son is the one that's missing in his life. And so he's trying to find his way in the world and he don't know which way to go. So it's easy for the devil to pull him aside or to pull him into enticements of things in the world and cause him to be trapped or lost in the functions of the world and its deceptions. And cause him to be straight away and not get back to home. But here, the parable said, how much is he concerned about the one that is lost? He's so concerned that he's willing to leave the 99 because they're in a safe zone already. But the one that is lost out there that needs some help, that is standing alone, he may not even be able to say it with his mouth, with his word, but he's showing you in his actions. How is he showing it in his actions? In the things that he participate in, the things that he get involved in, the thing that he calls his life to be disrupted by. It's a sign of that I'm lonely. It's a sign that I'm lost. It's a sign that I need my dad. I need my father. Where is he? I need to know who he is. I need to know his name. I need to know something about him so I can have the same spirit that he had. And I'm talking about a godly man's spirit, a man that's willing to obey God's word and live by his word and live by his command and stand on the principles of the commandments of God. We're talking about fathers. You want to be praised? Then you need to step up to the plate and be like Jesus and live like Jesus and carry yourself with the love of Jesus in your heart and put your loving arms around those lost young men out there, your son or your daughter. But in this case, we're talking about that son or any of the children, and bring them back and let them know that you mean well and that you love them and that you're sorry if you've done anything that wasn't there for them or anything that caused them to be mad or angry. We're living in a world today that's what's happening now. Now, nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to recognize it. Nobody wants to see and look at it in the realness of what it is. But I'm here to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. It's time to step up. If you want to be praised as fathers and even mothers on Mother's Day, you want to be praised as mothers, you need to step up and be what God has made you to be and be aligned with his word and his command. And then step out and have this sacrificial love. The children say you say they're part of your group, that are a part of your blood, and be able to leave the 99 and go find the one that is lost and need help out there. Hallelujah. That's the true mark of the urgency of a father's love. That's the true action of the urgency of a father's love, willing to step out in the fire and find the one that is in the midst of darkness and needs some help today. Good God Almighty. And we're wondering why they're destroying one another. One another just being destroyed, young men killing each other, not realizing they're destroying the manhood and destroying the generations to come, because they're killing out the men that plant the seed that cause the children and generations to be born into this world and be the examples and people of God to live for him and to give him praise. The devil is doing what he said. I'm out to steal, kill, and destroy. It doesn't matter how I do it. I'm out to steal, kill, and destroy. Men, wake up and recognize the devil is out to steal your family, your generation, your seed, and destroy it, that it won't be passed on to generation to generation. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up. Leave the 99. Willing to leave the 99. Willing to leave home, whatever it takes, and go find that lost son or daughter, whoever may be that's wrapped up, caught up, tied up, tangled up into the worldly things, the streets that will suck you up and spit you out like dry bones and take the flesh off the body and leave nothing left and worthy of nothing. No one cares about you. I hear on these streets and so many men walking around, staggering around like zombies in darkness, young men, older men. Why? Because somebody haven't showed the true love. Somebody haven't proven love. Walk past them as if they don't need anybody. They don't need no help and need some guidance and need some direction today. Running around, laying around, just making babies, but not standing in the gap and being real men that you should be. I know what you're thinking, I see. I know what you're thinking. You say, well, I thought you were supposed to be praising Father. I am praising Father, those who stand in the gap according to God's command, who are willing to live like this, who are willing to have this urgency of a father's love, a real father's love. Real father's love. I'm not going to pin no flowers on you if you're not doing what you're supposed to do according to the word of God. Not according to my word, according to God's words. But you get praise if you're living according to God's word and his command and doing what thus saith the Lord. The true day of today, Happy Father's Day, is Happy Father's Day to Jesus. Happy Father's Day to Jesus. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, none of us, None of us men would still be here. All of mankind would be destroyed. Why are you single out man? Because God began with a man. And it's going to end with a man. And so in order for things to get back in order, it's going to have to start again with a man. And these men are going to have to stop being weak and confused and lost and trapped by the deception of the adversary and stop filling up their pridefulness and stand in the gap to be real men of God. Prove the urgency of a father's love. That's one step. His sacrificial love, that's two steps. To be called his children, the three steps. To leave the 99. To leave the 99 to go see after him. In the same book of Matthew, you flip back to chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 9. This is the chapter and verse about do not judge. But here, it moves down to verse 9 where it says, in this paragraph, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. Keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. And it says at verse 9, or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone. If he asks for bread, you gonna give him a stone? You're not gonna feed him? You're not gonna help him? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, then how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. If you want your son to grow up to be a real man, the same teaching that your dad or your father gave you, you should be willing to stand in the gap and not let him separate from you until you have given him or you have poured out all into him that was poured into you. Or you're gonna have retaliation or retaliation spirit. Or you're gonna have a selfish spirit and say, well, it didn't help me, I ain't gonna help him. I didn't have nobody there for me. Well, that ought to be even more of a reason for you to be there for him. The problem today is too many missing fathers in these men's lives. And it's just like the scripture says, when they're missing, it's just like when he asks for bread, you're giving him a stone. You don't give him anything. What is that? What do you mean, give him anything? You're not giving him any advice. You're not giving him any direction. You're not giving him any training. You're giving him any teaching. You're not giving him any foundation. You're not giving him any boundaries to live by. You're not giving him the word of God in which to stand. But the urgency of a father's love will give him these things. Will give him a foundation to stand on. A foundation to live by. A standard in which to live. A standard in which how to treat others. A standard in which how to treat women. Young women. Older women. And all. A standard in how to treat his mother. So he know how to treat his wife. We're talking about the urgency of a father's love. The urgency. And right now, in this dispensation of time right now, it's urgent now. It's urgent now, more so than ever. That father love is missing. It's missing, and these young men are destroying one another because of it. Why? Because these things that I'm mentioning, these seven things that I'm mentioning, it's just some stuff I'm just throwing out to give you something to think about. That I'm mentioning right now, if you stop and look at a situation and look at what's happening around us right now, you would realize and see these things are happening. They are happening because this urgency of a father's love is an emergency now that we get back to that. It's an emergency that we would get back to that. It's too much destructiveness of young men. Walking around like loose cannons. Don't know what to do with themselves. Don't know which way to go. Don't know what decision to make. But the decision that they're making, they would rather follow after gangs, the loud, deceptive music, the drugs, the alcohol, the things of the world, the look, the dressing, how they carry themselves. It's obvious. It's obvious there's something missing. It's obvious the urgency of that father's love is fading and has faded away. We got to bring it back. We got to bring it back. See, everybody want a pat on the back. A pat on the back for what if there's nothing being done? Want a pat on the back? Step up to the plate. Do what needed to be done. We need the urgency of a father's love back. Somebody say amen. We need the urgency of a father's love back. I don't want to hear nothing about I'm doing mine. We got to do enough for them, not just yours. We got to do enough for them all. Come together. Men stop hiding in the trenches in the darkness and come out and stand out front and be the urgency of a father's love. Stop running around making babies because you think that makes you a man. It does not. What makes you a man, what makes you a father, is when you keep God's command. When you abide by his word. When you present your body the living sacrifice like he did. When you are there through the trenches of the tough times, no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad it gets, God Almighty, hallelujah. When that man changes, when that man lives by God's standards, the world can change. In the book of the Old Testament, God has said, and I'm looking for a man. Searching for a man. Searching for a man that will stand for me. That will stand for my principle. That will keep my command. That will be guided and have this urgency of a father's love for his children. For his family. And now, the percentage of men are being destroyed. Being destroyed by lust. Being destroyed by pride. And being destroyed by the things in this world. Drugs, alcohol, gambling. And they're on a new level with these drugs. Alcoholism, mental illness, anxiety, high blood pressure, sickness. All of it is destroying them. Right now, as I speak. And the urgency of the father's love is missing. Now the mothers, now the women, trying to step up to the plate, trying to do it all. They can't do it all. And I hear the mother say, I was his dad and his mom. You can't be his dad. You can only be his mom. You can never be his dad. You don't have the equipment to be his dad. You don't have the knowledge to be his dad, be his father. You only have the knowledge to be his mother. That's all you have. And don't blame yourself because you've done all you could with what you had to work with. But the thing that you need to be careful of, mothers, women, young daughters, in choosing who it is that you want to be the father of your children. That's what you need to be stopped and thinking about. And men, you need to be seeking God to find a wife, to find a woman that you need to be having children by. Not just running around slinging yourself all over the place and thinking you're proving something. You're not proving anything. You're proving how ignorant you are and how unlearned you are when you do those things. But here again he says, oh, what a man. What a man is there among you, or if his son asks for bread and will give him stone? What you gonna do when you find out who your real child is after you've birthed him by all these women and he wants to know who he really is? You gonna give him a stone? Or you gonna be arrogant and prideful and talking about, I don't care? There's so much stuff, trials and so much arguing and fussing and fighting. And even young girls, young men now, got children by this person, that person, and they're going to court to try to find out who is the daddy, who is the DNA. See, that's why this thing is messed up. And that's why I'm crying out for the urgency today. The urgency of a father's love. And when you can recognize in a family the urgency of a father's love and when it's there and when it's been there, and you can see the replications of the family of that young man and his life. That's the fourth thing. The fifth thing, it is in Matthew, still in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 8. Chapter 6 and verse 8 gives us the model prayer that Jesus asked us how we should pray. Matthew 6 and 8, he said, therefore, do not be like them, For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You hear that? Get that? Deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The thing here in this fifth principle that I'm giving you today is that the model prayer that Jesus is telling the men and anybody that's willing to stand as a man. Therefore, do not be like them. Don't be like the world. For your Father knows the things that you have need of before you act. Your Father, when you are a real father, you understand the need of your sons. You understand the principle, the guidance, and the directions, and the understanding they need, the tools that they need, and the understanding, the knowledge they need to grow up to be men of God, to hold the standard of God and keep the commandment of God. But when you are missing in their lives, when you're missing in their lives, what do they get? What's the principle that they get? What's the standard they get? You see, the tone of a man's voice and the physicality of a man and his awareness and his presence is different than the mother. And that boy, when he grows up to be a certain age, he's looking for that man. He's looking for that father so that he can emulate his life just like he is. And when that father is a man that's serving the Lord, living for the Lord, keeping God's command, then that's a direction, that's an instruction in which he should carry himself and how to carry himself. He said, don't be like them. He said, when you ask, for the Father already knows what you're asking before you ask. So now the only thing to do is to learn how to pray. And 99% of our young men out here today probably do not even know or understand how to pray. It's sad that they got to be incarcerated before they, it's sad. It's sad, and I'm echoing this, what I just said. It's sad they got to be incarcerated before they even turn or open the pages of a Bible. I've heard a lot and been to a lot of, visited a lot of places and ministering and going on. These men, they have learned more about the word and scripture being incarcerated, captivated, locked down, where they can't move, no, and can't go nowhere, and have to take God's word in account because of what decision they made in their lives. And we could bring down the percentages of the men that are locked away if these fathers step up and be the men that God wanted them to be first, not who they want to be. And that's what we need on Father's Day. That's what we need on Father's Day. Men to step up. Find your son. Step into their lives. Be real. Be honest. Be transparent. Mothers, don't be arguing with them. Allow them to be the men. If you say that they are the fathers of those children, let them be the men they need to be in their lives. Get some understanding. Get some direction. And let them be the man he needs to be. And first of all, men, you need to learn how to be a man of God before you step into their life with any kind of corruption, any kind of foolishness. He don't need to be taught how to live like the world. That's natural. He needs to be taught how to live for Jesus. And before you step into their life and bring any corruption, first step to Jesus and let him come into your life and then step into their lives. And speak and teach what thus saith the Lord. The stuff you're seeing on TV is a fairy tale. But life is for real. And Jesus is for real. And you need to be for real. It's time to be, to have the urgency of a father's love. Let me give my last two right quickly. St. John to the 14:15. Hallelujah. The last two principles right quickly. Hallelujah. In St. John chapter 14. Hallelujah. God is ready, willing, and just to forgive those who are ready, willing, and waiting to turn to him and let him be a part of their lives. Men, let Jesus be part of your life. Let him be the leader of your life. Let him be the director of your life so you can help direct your sons in their lives. Chapter 14, verse 15 through 17. Here Jesus promises another helper. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. You see that? Jesus, I ain't gonna leave you orphans. I will come to you. Give us his Spirit. And you want to give your children your Spirit, your son your Spirit? This is how it's done. When God, when Jesus give him or give you his Spirit. The last one in the book of Romans, chapter 8. These are seven principles that I'm giving you of the urgency of a father's love. And in chapter 8 and verse 15, sonship through the Spirit. It says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So men, if you want your son to be glorified in the Lord, these are the things that you need to carry them out with. And for you all that are already carrying it out, we bless the name of the Lord that you continue to follow the principles and the guidelines of what Jesus and what the Lord is teaching you. We want to pray for the urgency of a father's love today. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father, that this message was touched men. Not feel offended, but accept this word of truth. That they may step up, and those that have already stepped up, that they continue doing so. And that they may have to step up and be mentors to those that are lost, and they need help and need some guidance and need some direction. So, Father, we pray that your Spirit right now would rest, rule, and abide in all the men and all the fathers' lives, and that it would exemplify your Spirit in them. We praise you right now, give you the glory, and give you the thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, we praise and we thank him. We glorify his holy name. We say amen. And amen. God bless you, Father. Happy Father's Day. And do the will of the Lord. And give the supreme sacrifice. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Selah.
You've been listening to the broadcast of Focus to Change Ministries. And to my own Father and the Gospel,